This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have once again tuned into eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Robin Farman-Farmian. She is the author of The Patient as CEO, an education tool and resource for healthcare professionals, the tech industry, and most importantly, healthcare patients. She is an entrepreneur and speaker who has worked in 11 tech startups in biotech and medicine. Robin, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Likewise, Robin, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, what made you decide to write The Patient as CEO?
Well, I want to make sure to reach patients and have them understand that they can be in control, and not only can they be in control, but they should be, and that will improve their outcomes overall. It's based on my own backstory and then years and years of studying exponential technology. So it's really about the convergence of a lot of different technologies that will empower a patient to actually be the one who's in control.
And how will increasing the use of technology in healthcare change the role of the patients in their own care and the relationship between the doctor and the patient?
Well, I talk about the patient being the CEO of the healthcare team. And if you think about it, just like the CEO of a corporation, where you surround yourself with vice presidents, a board of directors, you have support staff, advisors, right? They do their jobs, report back to you, and together as a team, you determine a direction for the company to go into. But as the CEO, you are the one who is ultimately responsible that that vision is carried out and that the company overall is successful, right? So I liken that to patients. Why should being a patient be any different, right? Surround yourself with a team of professionals, but you are the one who is in the center. You are the decision maker, and it is all about you, right? And this, you know, that's what's going to be empowered over the next couple of years with technology.
And speaking of technology, what is a healthcare technology product or service that you have been impressed by in the last year or so?
One just got FDA approval that actually tracks glucose. It's a contact lens by SensiMed, and this is a game changer for things like that. This is the first one to market that is a contact lens that actually tracks something like this. Google, of course, is working on one to track glucose levels with Novartis. And that one, if they make that into a viable product, I'll be really impressed with that one, too. That's going to be a game changer.
Today, we are speaking with Robin Farman-Farmian, the author of The Patient as CEO, an education tool and resource for healthcare professionals, the tech industry, and most importantly, healthcare patients here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, Robin, what is an area of healthcare tech that you would like to see expansion or more development or investment in?
Ooh, just on the fusion of all of the different technologies together as one. Because that's when it gets really, really powerful. So if you take something like artificial intelligence, add it into robotics, brain-computer interfaces, sensor technology, and 3D printing. And when you use those all in conjunction with each other, that's such a game changer in medicine that you're going to look back when we're able to do that and say, wow. So I want more people thinking about how to cross-pollinate across industries with that kind of technology.
And Robin, for people wanting to use technology to become more proactive in their own patient care, where would you recommend that they start?
Oh, absolutely. So there's a lot of wearable technology now on the market and quite a bit that's going through FDA approval. So they're clinically relevant, right? Or you can do, you know, some of the other devices that are not yet FDA approved or wouldn't go for FDA approval like the Fitbit. But that way you can start to understand what's going on in your body. And also make sure you do the research, right? Because with information technology right now, we have access to massive amounts of information. First, I mean, you can do things like read my book and it'll give you a nice overview of the future of medicine over the next 2, 5, and 10 years. But then go to sites like the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic, some of the reputable hospital systems, the NIH. and stay up to date on your own disease and make sure that you're in the know.
Robin, where can listeners find more information about you? How can they purchase the book? And where can listeners also be in touch as well?
Absolutely. So I am the only Robin Furman Fermian in the entire world. You can find me on my website, robinff.com. My book is sold at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And my Facebook and LinkedIn are very, very active. So go ahead and follow me there or contact me through there.
Certainly sounds like a plan. Robin, thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Robin Furman Fermian, the author of The Patient as CEO, an education tool and resource for healthcare professionals, the tech industry, and most importantly, healthcare patients. And for more information, simply visit robinff.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.